Well, welcome to the path forward for August 12th, 2025. My apologies for doing this recorded. It's been a busy week. Just leave it at that. The short answer with what we're seeing right now with Trump taking over DC, and I got flooded with calls and with emails about it. Look, obviously they're preparing for arrests. That's what it looks like. They're preparing for some kind of a global, statewide, countrywide violence and blowback. So they're deploying the National Guard under the guise of crime. I don't know how much truth there is to the crime rates in DC. To be honest with you, I really don't care. There's so many different varieties of stories you can think of. It's not even worth, it's literally not worth spending any time worried about. But see how it develops. Let's see what happens. Let's see what he deploys for presence, and let's see what they who they roll up. Be honest with you, I think part of this is to deal with the homeless problem. Remember, all of these blue cities, you have a tremendous homeless problem that has been created and exacerbated by the left, and I'm using that term loosely, by the establishment. And if you look at Seattle, Portland, Los Angeles, Seattle was a beautiful city. You could go downtown. You could relatively safe areas. Now that's all bets are off. The homeless problem, the fact that they don't arrest people, there's repeat offenders. There's guys in Seattle, homeless guys in Seattle that perpetrate all kinds of felonies, and they've been released 28, 29 times. And the police know them well. They're repeat offenders. They're just not prosecuted. And maybe that's what Trump's doing. I don't know. I'm not really worried about it because there's nothing I can do about it. The thing that I'm watching right now is Ukraine, because that's a flashpoint. I'm watching what the EU does in relation to Ukraine, and I'm watching what they're doing with this social scoring system that they are racing to roll out. And, you know, all of those things put together, none of those things in and of themselves we can do anything about, but we need to be paying attention to them because, look, the social scoring system, the control grid, whatever you want to call it, the technocratic control grid, all that stuff's going to fail. In history, it's failed, you know, time and time again. How many kings have put their spies in the public to make sure that they stay in control and ultimately lose control and get hung? That's where this is going. And I don't spend any time worried about it because the things that matter to me, right? One of the things I said I was going to do in the show is talk about the secret sauce. Like, what's the thing in life that really matters? And where I'm focused right now, everybody's talking about, you know, Twitter and the latest Trump post, the latest Trump activity, the Epstein stuff, the war in Ukraine, the crime rates, the race war. Take your flavor. I'm not focused on the negative because there's too many things to be focused on. I can tell you, after doing this for 5 years, the negativity just eats you alive. It gets old. You get negative. You get bitter. I mean, I was already bitter to begin with after being in the military for so long and dealing with so much malfeasance there. You could let it consume you. And I don't do that anymore. I'm focused on the things that matter. I'm focused on the people that I care about. And I'm making it a point every day to talk to somebody I care about, remind them I care about them. And I'm doing things with those people. Like the other night, spent 3 hours gaming with my kid online. And, you know, kids in their 30s, they still want to game and do stuff. Hey, that's 3 hours of my life that I would rather do with my kids than spend 3 hours in front of a TV, 3 hours in front of Twitter, 3 hours in front of social media, stressing about what's the next big boogeyman, right? And there's always a boogeyman. There's always somebody that is, you know, something, someone, or some nation that's trying to destroy our freedom, trying to destroy us. Humma, humma. I mean, it's endless. So my point is, focus on the thing that matters, right? What matters to me is my family and friends, and doing stuff with my family and friends that they'll remember, because you only have a finite amount of time on this planet. You have to choose how you want to spend it. And I live for my wants. You know, what kind of a life do I want? That's really the secret sauce, is living from your wants. What kind of want? And I don't mean stuff, right? I'm not talking about What stuff do I want? I don't care about stuff. Stuff is stuff. The thing I care about, the thing that matters, is the things my kids remember, the things my friends remember, and things my family remember about me. Because when I'm dead and gone, I want them to at least remember that, one, I was checked in, meaning I was present when I was with them. And I'm not always checked in, as you know, my girlfriend will tell you, there's times where she'll look at me and go, what planet are you on? I mean, last night was one of those. I was, you know, wrapped up in the, you know, conversation with my kid. And so I wasn't present, but for the most part, I am present. And that's the stuff that the people you care about remembers when you were checked in. And it's those, what's funny is it's those little moments, right? Like my kid remember was, one of my kids is, we used to watch Fast and Furious together. And I had forgotten about it for the most part. And when I was reminded, I'm like, oh yeah, we did do a lot of that, didn't we? And, you know, when your kid's not feeling good, you try and do something with your kid that you do together. Well, you know, that kind of thing sticks with them. And that's really the secret sauce, is spending those little moments where you're putting deposits in the trust bank, you're putting deposits in the time bank that you're never going to get back. And, you know, my nephew said to me a few years ago, why are you doing all this stuff with us? Like, I was going to the range with them. I was, you know, doing trips with them. We were, you know, doing all kinds of stuff. And I said to him, look, how much time do you think I'm going to have with, you know, you're not even my kids. How much time do you think I'm going to have with you once you start your life and you have kids of your own? It could be zero. So I'm investing in the time now so that when you look back, you're going to say, yeah, I'm glad my uncle was checked in. I'm glad my dad was checked in. I'm glad my dad was there when he needed to be there, when he wanted to be there, and when he could be there. And those are the moments I'm investing in. I'm not worried about the rest of this stuff because there's nothing I can do about it anyway, right? When the fight kicks off, we'll fight the fight. But until then, I'm living my life. And that's where all of us need to be. That's the space we all need to be in. Because you could spend all your time wrapped up in things that you can't influence, you don't have any control over. And too many people are doing that right now. I mean, look at how many people are wrapped up in, is that guy an asset? Is that person an asset? Are they controlled? I mean, and here's another case in point. Yesterday, there was a video circulating. I think it got 1.6 million views. Maybe it was today. And the video was around, you know, some senior military person saying, move away from the coast, something big's coming, make sure you have food, water, blah, blah, blah. Okay, I'm not hearing any of that shit. I'm not hearing any of that from anybody in the system. And yet, this, and it's always the same shit, right? It's always the same, some senior level, really senior person that's in the DOD told me that I need to move away from the coast and move to the Ozarks so that when Planet X shows up, I can survive, because that's the only place on the planet that's going to survive according to their calculations. I mean, come on. I'm not hearing any of that. I'm hearing that there's a lot of chaos in the system because there's an insurgency brewing. I mean, think about it. Trump's disrupted the apple cart, and he's firing people that thought they were invincible. So there's automatically going to be a backlash there. And I've worked with government types my whole life, so I can tell you just how petty and how small-minded most of them are. So there's that going on. Then there's the questioning around all the people he's put in place. He's basically put media influencers in charge of most of the agencies, with the exception of HHS and DNI. The DNI is a, you know, military member, and you can make this, you know, Hegseth's a military member that was a soldier first. You could make the case either way. But remember, these guys were all, most of them were media influencers. They were in the media, they were in the system. So you can make the kayfabe case that this is just a bunch of distraction. Either way, we're seeing conflict at the national level, conflict at the state level. And I'm not hearing or seeing any general officer talking about how, you know, you need to go move away from the coast and have all these supplies for 2 to 3 years because, you know, a giant rock or an aliens or whatever the case may be. I'm not hearing any of that. But that shows you just how much of the system is flooded with garbage information that people latch onto that and watch those videos. And that was sent by, you know, people that are in the chats and in the roundtable. And I'm just not hearing that. And the other thing that I'm seeing too, which, you know, people need to take with a grain of salt is, look, the population at large, and everybody in the roundtable said this, including me. If Trump's reelected, most of the base will go back to sleep. Trump's in charge. We're good. And look at what they did. Most of them aren't prepared to hear anything negative about Trump. Nope, Trump's doing great. He's doing exactly what he said. Okay. We didn't vote for Make Israel Great Again. We didn't vote for, you know, put Zionists in charge. We didn't vote for any of that. But the base isn't ready to hear the message, right? They're not ready to hear the message that you have foreign governments that are still involved in our government today that are still actively engaged in disrupting and destroying our civil liberties, even with Trump at the helm. And the same with the FDA, same with HHS, the same with the intelligence agencies. There's still insurgents in all of those agencies, and people aren't ready. They're not ready to hear it. And it's going to take a shock to the system. Now, what I am hearing, and this is something that I hear on a fairly regular basis, is I'm hearing people say, hey, look, something big's coming. I could feel it. I don't know what it is, but something big is coming. I believe that too. Because what I'm seeing them is racing towards building this control grid out by, you know, December is what it looks like. That's what it looks like the culmination point is. At least that's the timing they're talking about, the things they're talking about, all looks right down that road. And I don't know how much of that is true, how much of that is, you know, smoke and mirrors, how much of that is just noise. It's hard to say because the system's full of garbage. But it sure does look like they've accelerated their timeline and they're making sloppy mistakes, and the public's starting to see that there's a real agenda behind Peter Thiel and Palantir and all these intelligence agencies. And it's really starting to appear that the Zionists are working hard to put in place anti-Semitic laws, anti-Semitism laws, speech laws, etc. And they may well be successful at it. Either way, it's going to fail. And that's where my head's at. But I'm not hearing any of this doom and gloom, doom prophet shit where Planet X is going to show up and disrupt all of our, you know, all of our communications, and the Earth's going to go into this, you know, crustal displacement, hama hama. Not hearing any of that shit. And even if I did, what am I going to do about it? Going to live my life anyway. So my point of saying all this is, don't get wrapped up in the doom porn. Don't get wrapped up in all the negativity. Don't get wrapped up in all the stupidity, because it's going to be daily now until either Trump leaves office or the country collapses. It's going to be daily, and people are coming. You're seeing more and more people go off the rails. More and more people are doing things that are, you know, unhinged. You're going to see more of that, not less of that. So why worry about it? Why stress about it? All you can do is stay out of the conflict space, pay attention to what's going on, use your gear, spend time with your family, and do things that matter, at least matter to you, and just throw off the rest of the noise. I know that sounds easy, but it's true, right? I mean, I've been watching Clay Martin's posts, and I don't know what's going on with him in USAA, but evidently, you know, he's getting screwed over by the insurance companies. Okay, that's something I want to pay attention to, because I want to see why he's getting screwed over and what I can do to actually help him and influence USAA to do the right fucking thing if they're not doing the right thing. And it's not the first story I've heard either. So those are the kind of things I'm paying attention to, is where I can plug in and help people. So if you hear me say anything today, get out of the negativity and get out of the emotional space, because there's a lot of people that are still in it. And look, you're participating in a system that's dead. The system was pronounced dead in 2016 when Trump won the election. And then again, you pronounced it dead again in 2021 when he won that election. So why are you still trying to participate in that system when you know that it's not, you're not going to vote your way out of it? You're not going to pray your way out of it. We're going to have to fight our way out of it. And the fight hasn't started yet. And, you know, and I've told people several times over the last several, you know, 2 years, 3 years, look, this isn't the fight. Well, I'm going to go after these guys. I'm going to go after these guys in court. I'm going to go after these guys and, you know, on the ground. Why? It's not the fight. The fight is with the elite. It's with the oligarchs. Those are the people that are pulling the strings. Those are the people that are perpetrating a lot of what we're seeing. And we need unity across all of, you know, unity across the entire spectrum, whether it's, you know, left or right. We need unity. That's what we need as a country. And it's not unity in a cause. It's unity in the fact that we need to liberate ourselves from the debt slavery system that was put in place by the bankers, you know, centuries ago. And we need to liberate ourselves from the control state. And that's the fight. And that can be passive resistance, that can be mass noncompliance, and that can be active resistance and kinetic. All three of those things are on the plate. And look, the other thing is, along with unity, is you don't have unity without empathy. You have to have empathy for other people, right? We're seeing people that have been unemployed for almost a year or 2 years, so in some cases, 2.5 years. They've lost everything. You hear about them? You don't hear about them. Have you heard about the victims from Maui? Has anybody heard a body count for Maui? Does anybody know how many victims were in Maui? Does anybody know how many victims were in North Carolina? Does anybody know how many victims were in any of the other natural disasters that have occurred in the last 24 months? No, because nobody's talking about it. That is where our focus should be, is helping other Americans, helping build unity. That's why I've been talking about community. You build community through unity, and you build community through empathy. You can't build it by just saying, okay, you guys are great, you guys suck. There's got to be common ground. And it's the one thing we've lost as a country, is the ability to find the middle, find the common ground, build on the common ground. We've been polarized by propaganda. We've been polarized by emotional messaging. We've been polarized by a lot of psychological operations. Now's the time to shed all of that and stop paying attention to it and start focusing on building communities, real communities. And I think you'll find, and this is something that I've found over the last 5 years, that what you find is the people that are on the other side of the aisle aren't much different than you are. Their belief systems have been shaped just like yours by propaganda and by psychological operations that have convinced you that you are on the higher moral ground and that your belief system is right and everybody else is wrong. But what if there's a lot of gray area in there? I'll use a case in point here. I have a lot of friends that are gay. I have some friends that are trans. In fact, one of my really good friends I worked with for years is trans. And he is now a she. And look, I don't care if you're trans. I don't care if you're gay. I don't care if you want to be married to, you know, if you're in a gay marriage. I don't care. That's your choice. But where most people draw the line is they draw the line at the point where you're waving it in my face and you're telling me that I have to call you by your preferred pronouns. I have to address you a certain way. And then I have to care about your sexual orientation and your life choices. I don't. That's called freedom of choice. I choose not to care. I choose not to decide, or I choose not to honor any of the things that are important to you, because if I don't respect you, I'm not going to respect anything that you have to say or anything that you want from me. So why would I care? That's where most Americans draw the line. It's like the voting situation. Most Americans wouldn't give two shits about who's voted into office if they thought that the election process was fair, unbiased, and untainted. But it's not. And here we are in 2024, actually 2025, and we still don't have a voting system that's secure when we have some of the most advanced technology on the planet. Somebody tell me how most Americans are supposed to look at our current voting system and say, yeah, everything is great. If the voting system was fair and equitable, people wouldn't really care. They would go cast their vote, they would accept the results, and they would move on with their lives. But the fact that there's open malfeasance and the fact that there's no accountability for it is where people have a problem. Just like with the trans and gay movement, the fact that you're screaming into a mic doesn't mean I have to hear you. It doesn't mean I have to care about your issues. I don't. And most Americans don't care about your issues because they're your issues. And the other thing that we're missing is personal accountability. Most people are not accountable. They're a victim. Everybody's been trained to be a victim. Like, it's not me, it's somebody else. Okay, well, every choice that you made led you to this position. What's your part of this? Oh, well, I didn't do anything. Oh, really? Okay. That's the crux of the issue. And if we saw some of these things in a functioning government, in a functioning society, then we wouldn't have the strife and conflict. We would be able to find the middle ground and figure out, okay, what's the best way to solve these problems? Like immigration. Immigration can be solved overnight. But the elite in DC don't want to solve the problem. The elite in Europe don't want to solve the problem. And the crux of all of that is accountability. We're not holding anybody in DC accountable for any of the crimes that they've committed or in the malfeasance. They're all conducting insider trading. They're all, a lot of them are pedophiles. A lot of them committed treason. Some of them aren't even U.S. citizens, and you're wrapped up in the emotional conversation of Twitter of the day. How about we hold people accountable for the things that they've done? And we haven't seen that either. And that's why most Americans are on the other side of the spectrum, which is they don't trust the government, they don't trust the media, and they don't trust each other. In order for us to build resilient communities, we got to come back to the basics. Human connections, human interactions. We have to have common ground. We have to have empathy. We have to have unity. And we have to have trust. Until we get those things, we are doomed to failure. And unity will be the hill that we die on. Because if we can't unify as a society against these, and it's a very small group of people. We're talking maybe 2,000 people at the very tippy top across the planet that are calling all the shots. And they surrounded themselves with psychopaths that have no moral compass whatsoever. I think we outnumber them by a factor of 2,000 or 3,000. And why we haven't picked up arms against these people, it's our obligation to do it. Again, everybody's waiting for the catalyst. Everybody's waiting for somebody else. So in the meantime, while we're waiting for the spark, we should be building resilient communities. We should be making human connections. We should be focused on the things that matter. We should be living from our wants. And we should be visualizing the type of society that we want on the other side of this, which I think is the other problem that we're in. Because the powers that be don't have a vision for society on the other side of their control grid. Just, I want to be in power. I want to make sure you take your vaccines. I want to make sure that I can control your movements and monitor you. But I don't have a vision for the future. And that's why it's going to fail. They don't have a vision for what they want society to be. Other than I want to be transhumanist. I want to live forever. Okay. Good for you. But nobody put you in charge. Nobody voted you into place. You don't get to make decisions for the rest of us. That's why it's going to fail. But the crux of the whole issue is unity in everything that we do, everything that we see, and everything that we're dealing with right now. Even in groups with people I agree with, there's disharmony because everybody's got their own view of what's going on in the background and who's in charge and who's not in charge. I'm not paying attention to any of that anymore. because so much of what we've seen over the past 4 years has just been fiction. Like everything from the Biden administration was fiction, even down to, I'm not even sure it was fucking Biden wearing the suit. The guy was a different height every single time he walked down the public space. Nobody asked the question. So I'm not paying attention to that anymore because most of it's probably fiction. I'm focused on community, building community, getting people to realize that that's where the focus should be. And we should stop trying to influence national level people that sold us out long ago and sold themselves out. Those soulless shrews are never going to be reformed. They need to be put in prison or shot. That's just the answer. Like the pedophiles. Simple question. Did you have sex with a kid? Yes. Boom. Problem solved. That's where our focus should be. It shouldn't be on, you know, what Trump said today, what Trump didn't say today, or if there's troops in D.C., if there's not, look, there's not enough U.S. troops to occupy the country. Let me say it again. There's not enough troops to occupy the country. Where are they going to get the troops to occupy the country? If you want to occupy a country the size of the U.S., you're going to need about 50 million troops. Where are you going to get them and where are you going to arm them and how are you going to feed them and pay for them? They don't have enough troops logistically to cover down on the whole country. So they're defaulting back to this technical control grid, which is going to fail because, again, they don't have a vision for the other side of it. So take a step back. Start looking at your life from the perspective of, what do I want out of life? What do I want my society to look like on the other side of this? And then start making decisions from there. Because that's where you're going to start making good decisions around what's good for you and what's good for your family. And right now, what kids really need more than anything else, and what families need more than anything else, is a direction, leadership, and a purpose. And so one thing our whole society is missing is why everybody's losing their minds right now. Because they don't have a sense of purpose. And until we instill that in our communities, guess what? You're going to see the fiber of the country fray even more and people go off the reservation even more. And we have an obligation, you know, as the leaders in our communities to guide people through this. And that's going to take empathy and unity. And I hate to say it, but if you've listened to me for longer than 12 months, you've heard me say this before. You know, you're thrust into this leadership position because it's your time. And we're all here for a purpose. And that purpose may be different for everybody. Everybody's got a purpose. Everybody's got a role to play. And look, not everybody's going to be a trigger puller. Not everybody's going to be a door kicker. There's going to be people who need to be medics. People need to be doctors. People need to be farmers. People need to be spiritual leaders. All those things we need to start defining now for our communities to figure out who's who and who's doing what. Otherwise, when this thing kicks off, it's going to be chaos for months and months and months. And all you have to do is look across the Patriot truth community and you can see that nobody can get along because everybody's got to be in charge and everybody's idea is the right idea. There's got to be a time and a place where you stuff your ideas down and you go with the community and you start building community values. And that time is now. It's not tomorrow. It's not the next day. It's now. So focus on that. And focus on telling somebody in your life you care about them and making a human connection every single day. Because that will matter when the chips are down. I'll be back on Thursday night with another update. God bless. One team, one fight.